כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
אמר אויב ארדוף ארסיג אחרג שולל, שמילים נפשי. שלום לכולם. We're continuing Oz Yoshi. אמר אויב, the enemy said, ארדוף ארסיג אחרג שולל, I'll run after them, I'll reach them, I will take all the booty. Timleinu nafshi, I'll fulfill myself with everything I want. Arik harbi, I'll take out my sword. Toishem yodi, I will take away everything from them. I'll make them to poor people. And the next pasuk, what Hashem says, Noshavta v'ruch hachok yisomu yom, tolal kafes mayim adivim. You just blew at them, and they got covered with the waters, and they sunk like lead in the great waters. If you notice, the way that Russia talks, it's everything about himself. I will run after them. I will get up to them. I will take the booty. I will take out my sword. And that is the life of the Russia. I am the one who's controlling the world. And that is the life of people who live in nonstop frustration, because I am the one who runs the world. I have to have it the way I want. It doesn't go the way I want. I have to get upset. If I don't have what I want, I'm not the richest guy in town. I have to be jealous. And that's what life is all about. And that's basically what these people are saying. They're not even saying I'm going to destroy the Jews. I want their money. I want to make them poorer than myself. And what is Hashem to say to such people? You think you're running the world. No shafta, give a little blow, and you're finished. The war just goes over you. A little blow, kavayoch from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makes a tsunami. You don't need any big koach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the entire universe. Tolal kaferes, v'ayimad, Rav, you were such a balgaivet. I'm controlling. Hashem just blows on you, and you sink like a piece of lead to the depths of the depths, from being, thinking you're the highest person in the world, to falling to the lowest of the lows. And this is in our hands. Baruch Hashem, we're all from Jews. But we have to be careful not to fall into this thing. If you have frustrations in life, it's coming from that. It's coming from the fact that deep down you think it has to be my way. And if it's not my way, it's not good. That is a terrible mistake. It has to be the way Ruach Hashem, Ruach HaPeinu. The Ruach of Hashem is the thing that gives us koyach, gives us hatzlocha in life. If we're with Hashem, then we will be matzliach in every situation. And one of the ways of being of Hashem is acceptance, not resistance. Tafka, I was in America, I heard some Rav talking about avoid resistance. What he meant by resistance is that a situation comes and it's not going the way I want, and I get all upset and try to force it to be the way I want instead of just going with it. And this is the situation I should put me into, and I go along with it and I can make the best of it. Whether it be our relationships between ourselves and husbands and wives, if it's not exactly the way I dreamed it would be, that's not a problem. It doesn't have to be the way I dreamed it to be. It would be. The way it is what's important, and I deal with that. This is a wife or the husband that my Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me, and I'm going to make the best of it, and that way we're going to live wonderfully together. It's my panosa. This is the panosa Hashem gave me. Health. All the situations of life is from Hashem. And once a person realizes that, no matter what situation is, he can live a decent, pleasant, enjoyable life and make the best of it and maximize it. And by doing so, he's putting Hashem into the picture, recognizing this is from Hashem, it's not from me. He is running the show, not me. And when we put him in power, then Adarabba. He is the most powerful. If one neshifa, just one blow, he can destroy the mightiest army of the world. So you can imagine a mita toiva, a good mita, when he blows on us the toiva, blows life into our lives, how much good we'll get out of it. Should be zeif every day to take advantage of this message and recognize that situation, I will do this, I have to do this, or the I want, I need this, and I need that, are all things that are pushing Hashem out of the picture and just causing us unnecessary pain and lack of Siyata Shemayi. And we go through Ruach Hashem and put Hashem in the center and say, Hashem put me here, and Hashem put me with these people, and I'll appreciate and accept it. Then, and I'll go with Hashem, He'll bring me Siyata Shemayi, and then we'll have a success. Which was Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, instead of the Eld of Asig, they said, I'm giving up my life. Hashem said, go into the Yamsuf, I'm going with Hashem. And that's the broadest, the true Asa Yilomid, the eternal salvation called to.
Olam Shalem Shel Tochen, Mechake Lecha Bekol HaLashon, 03-617-1111.